I'm Wes with your Linux headlines. On February 27th, 2020, Raspberry Pi has celebrated its 8th birthday early by dropping the price of one of its models. With Saturday officially marking the anniversary, Eben Upton took to the company's blog to announce that the 2GB version of the Pi 4 has been permanently reduced in price to just $35. This brings the cost of the device into line with the very first Pi ever launched, while providing a platform that has 40 times the CPU performance and 10 times the I/O bandwidth of the original model. The pricing change won't affect production of the 1GB version of the Pi 4, which remains popular with industrial and commercial customers. But Upton expects many to now opt for the better value 2GB version. Another organization celebrating today is the Apache Software Foundation, which is marking the 20th anniversary of Subversion. While the popularity of Git's distributed model has caused it to supplant many legacy version control systems like Subversion, the Apache team is quick to point out that it remains in use within several large organizations who use it to manage massive and centralized code bases. CouchDB version 3 has been released. While the project is flagging the new version as a major release for the document-oriented NoSQL database, some of the changes that it brings are intended to act as stepping stones towards version 4 of the platform, which will introduce new underlying storage and clustering subsystems. In the meantime, the current release sees a hardening of CouchDB's initial security configuration to being closed by default, support for ARM and both 32 and 64-bit PowerPC architectures, and a host of performance improvements. On Monday, we reported on a severe new vulnerability in OpenSMTPD. Qualys has now released a full security advisory, complete with several proof-of-concept attacks. The underlying issue is an out-of-bounds read, which is trivially easy for an attacker to trigger, and under the right conditions can lead to arbitrary execution of shell commands as root or another user. If you haven't yet patched your OpenSMTPD, you really need to do so now, and we recommend that you check out the advisory linked in today's show notes. Let's end today with a story about open culture rather than open code. The Smithsonian Institution has released 2.8 million two- and three-dimensional images from across its various collections. The high-resolution images are freely available under a Creative Commons Zero license, and the Smithsonian is actively encouraging everyone to download, share, and reuse them as they see fit. And that's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/112.